T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You can go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Check out this video that's going viral. It's a video a mom took of her daughter's toy Elsa doll. And, of course, Elsa from Frozen. The reason this is going viral is because the doll was malfunctioning. And the way it was malfunctioning, well, very suggestive, as it just started laying on its back, shaking with eyes darting around and emitting sounds that you might actually hear in an X-rated movie.
Sounds like Elsa's letting it go.
Yeah, Elsa's letting it all go. And here's what it sounded like from this video, which, again, you can see the video on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. Yeah, she looks, and she's just like, yeah, she's...
I was clearly, she was just doing a turtle impression.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Guys are a bunch of naughty minds.
Well, it's interesting. They're saying that, look, it's the batteries were low. That's why it was malfunctioning.
And sounds about right.
But you know, it's an interesting way for it to, like, I know that I have some Christmas decorations that have a special battery low mode. They mm-hmm. do something different when the battery is at low power and ready to run out. And it sort of reminds you, hey, oh, it's no longer showing all colors. It's just blinking red. It means it needs to have their batteries replaced.
It makes this sound.
Wow.
Yeah. So, honestly, Steve, I wouldn't be surprised that somebody intentionally put this as a battery low mode as a joke and figuring, well, will anybody notice what happens when Elsa gets her batteries low?
I mean, you might be right. I just can't imagine somebody who's making this, like, you know what we should do for this kid's toy? We should make Elsa moan. Like, that just seems...
I agree. I know, right? But we've seen people and we've heard about people sneaking stuff in Disney movies and, you know,
right.
Somebody's yeah, always doing something.
Right. I know. I'd be too afraid. Like, I don't want to have that as my... Like, you know, you probably get fired and then you're known as the person who put a moaning sound into a children's toy. Yeah. You're going to have a very difficult time getting hired somewhere else.
I like how mom captions the video. Elsa needs to calm down.
That's funny.
Yeah. I when I watch some of my old shows, I get them on Blu-ray, I get the deleted, or I should say, like, the commentary, and they'll get the actors to come on. Mm-hmm. And I remember that they did this a lot in shows in the 60s because of the strict censor things that they said people mm-hmm. couldn't show up in certain outfits. The women had to cover, like, so many different things. And so they said the way that the people who were creating the show got back at them was they would take giant phallic objects yes. and turn them into machines. But, you know, and so they were joking about one episode where it's like, we couldn't show any part of our body, but the crew got back by getting a large penis and dong and putting Professor Robinson between two large penises and basically things that look like your boys. And they go, hey, this is okay, though. And when I went back and watched the episode, I'm like, oh, my God, that is a large, big metal package. I never knew that as a kid, but it looks completely like that now that he mentioned it.
Earlier we talked about how we hate going to meetings. Like, that's the meeting I'd want to be a part of. Like, hey, we need to get together and figure out a way to work a dong into the set. Like, what time you want to get this meeting going? I'll even do it on a Friday at noon.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, dude, I you know, but when you're a little kid, you really, it just goes to show you, as a little kid, I didn't know any better.
No.
But the adults definitely had a laugh.
Imagine being the mom, she's in another room, and all of a sudden she hears that sound. She's like, what the hell is going on in my kid's room?
Yeah, she'll be like, Mom, something's wrong with Elsa. And it's like, I don't know, seems like Elsa's okay, if you ask me.
Yeah, Elsa's got her eyes rolling into the back of her head. It's very weird.
You know, I need Elsa to talk to your father so that I can be like Elsa.
So it's my brother used to have one of those original Furbies, and it started making some weird noises, so he took the batteries out and set it on the shelf. About a day after taking the batteries out, it let out a random moan while he was trying to go to sleep. It was promptly thrown in the trash.
Yeah,
that thing was haunted. Batteries in Furby was still making stuff happen?
No, Furbies were known to be possessed creatures. They are creepy beyond belief because of what they would do, especially with no batteries or at low battery, just leaving them alone, they will start making noises.
That is awesome.
Yeah. They're so creepy.
I need a Furby now.
Yeah.
So he says there was a Trolls doll from the movie Trolls, and it had a hidden button between the doll's legs that when you pressed it, the doll would make a very weird, pleasurable giggle.
No.
Some lady posted it on the Instagram, but they said they removed it because it was like fake news or something. I need to see that.
I never saw a troll doll with a button between its legs. That's ridiculous. Come on. Somebody snopes that. Come on. That's too obvious.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, oh, here's a button between the legs and it makes a sound. Oh,
I do like the Furby that moaned. Wait, there's Vicky looking at it. It's kind of like a button on its butt.
Really? That's real? Oh, okay. That's like, it looks like someone's real.
And then, Vicky, did you just subscribe to that page?
Yeah, she did.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, you clicked on the subscribe button.
I'm an old person. Apparently, I did.
Oh, well, now you...
She's on some weird YouTube page that has the video of it, and then she just instantly subscribed to that YouTube page.
Well, I was trying to scroll down to see if it had anything about, like, Snopes or fake news, and then I didn't even realize I did that.
Well, congratulations. You now subscribe to the Naked Doll page.
Yeah, yay. The Moaning Doll page.
Good job, Vicky.
So it's a Twinkie from Buck Rogers. Was that
that guy? Oh, because he can go.
That's pretty awesome.
That's you know what? That's come on now.
No, so it was real, that troll, and it was being sold in big name stores.
And you press a button on its butt.
Yeah,
the audio of that.
Yeah,
and
here's Steve going. Why would anybody make a doll that makes those kind of noises? This one was intentional. I mean, this one, you know.
Was it intentional, though? Or
to make a button on its butt?
Well, no, the button on the butt, but it's not like. But was the sound supposed to be just like a fun giggle?
Yes. Here's the sound. Here's the sound from it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's. That, come on.
So when you're touching on its butt, it makes that noise.
That's the sound I make when people touch my butt. BJ.
That's the problem. Is like when this is marketed towards little kids.
But here's the thing.
It's harmless.
Okay. This is the thing. Was this made when? The 90s? 80s?
This looks like it was in the 2000s, the 2020s. Yeah.
What? This new troll bot?
Yeah, this last year. Yeah, this is from the new Trolls movie that came out.
Well, Steve, you said, who would ever put something like this in a doll? This doll intentionally has a button, and then you touch it, and she makes a very, like, giggly noise.
It just giggles. It's a troll.
It's supposed to make the sound when she's in a seating position, so I'm thinking, like, when you sit it down, it's supposed to make the noise.
Ah, harmless.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's bull. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, come on, guys. Will you please?
Well, who's it hurting? I mean, what the kid's going to play with that doll and it makes a silly giggle? It's going to think something's up? Like, it's just, like, we're the ones that are making it weird, not the kids.
Apparently, it's got five phrases. How about a hug, cupcake, and some other stuff. But the idea of it saying, cupcake, when it's getting pushed on, that's,
Is it?
See, now, Vicky, see, everybody has their own
cupcakes.
Line.
Cupcakes?
Everybody has their own line.
Yeah, none of this seems weird to me.
But you're the guy in the show that's probably the biggest creep.
Well, I mean, that's debatable.
All right, maybe not.
Nate Dealing's kind of a creep. I just don't see how that's anything. Like, I'm not getting anything naughty out of that. I think that's our own fault. Like, we're the ones that are, like, going overboard. Like, oh, there's a button on the butt, and it giggles.
Why wouldn't they just put it on the back, though?
Yeah, I'm with Vicky. I feel like
they want it so that when you sit it and you push it down, it makes the sounds.
Like, you know, when she sits down, she giggles?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know, man. I feel like it's too close to
when you bounce it a whole bunch of times, it giggles a lot.
Yeah, see?
Now do you see the problem?
Yeah, that's, I mean, see, like, you know, what if you put her on the washing machine?
I feel like their heart was in the right place. And then maybe on retrospect, they probably should have thought better of doing it. But I don't think their intention was to like be like, we're sexualizing a troll.
I would
doll.
Bet you money right now on that. I would bet you money that somebody thought about
I'll bet you. We'll never get the answer.
I know. Well, somebody someday is going to go, yeah, Jim in the whatever department would say, well, can we? Because they were always like, what can we sneak by?
Right.
That's the whole idea was not so much that were they perverts. They were just like, will they catch this horrible thing that we're going to try to sneak by them because they hated censors so much? At least that was what they did on television. Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. I know that that's been like, that's like the joke with Bugs Bunny too. Like all like, you know, the adult humor. I just sometimes think that like, we're looking for something like the Elsa thing. I think I was just, I don't think there was like, they actually made a doll that wanted to moan and put its eyes.
Can I hear Elsa again? I mean, I'm sorry that it's the, you, Steve, you, I'm willing to bet money. I mean, I appreciate that you're like, you know, at least trying to say, look, let's not make crazy stuff. I like that attitude, but I mean.
Yeah, it's an innocent dog going, huh, I really need it.
It's a pet. Okay, thank you.
Perfectly normal.
Yeah.
I really need it.
Yeah.
Is that a Elsa doll, too?
Yeah, that's another. That's the new Elsa doll. That's the Anna. That's the sister. That's the Anna doll.
Is that all that come frozen?
Yeah.
Where's Olaf? Where's his?
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. Okay.
Do you guys know what the LOL dolls are, or Danny?
Yes, I do.
So apparently there was another controversy with these where if you put them in water, like warm water, it changes. Like when they're nude, it puts lingerie on them.
Yes. Huh? Well, it's not really lingerie. It's more of like swimsuits
and
whatnot.
It's not. Like that has got some of the chains and stuff that I've seen in some of those.
That's so funny. Someone just texted, did you see the LOL dolls dipped in water? Yeah. Sexy lingerie show up on
some
the
body. Some of them have fishnets on.
Yeah, Lily loves those things. Yeah, like, that's her favorite.
Isn't it funny how Danny goes, those are swimsuits? Danny, what kind of swimsuits are you buying?
Which kind of swimsuits have pasties?
Yeah.
The ones that work at barista stands.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, Danny and Steve, the two creepazoids of the show, go, I see nothing wrong with everything you guys are talking about.
They're always talking. Whenever someone says I'm offended and think about the children, we always say, "What really are you worried about the children? You're just worried because you're just a little uptight."
Yeah. Oh, I don't think this is a problem for the children if they have these things. I don't think they're going to know what's going on.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
Why did you become a stripper? Well, because I had the flower child LOL doll.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is harmful to the children. I'm saying people intentionally put these there. That's all I'm saying, Steve.
They just don't want to admit to it.
Yeah, exactly. And Steve and Danny are like, "No, it's fine. Nobody intentionally did that." And like, look the two of you. Vicky's right. That is lingerie. That's not a swimsuit. You could get arrested for wearing that at the beach.
Oh, we need to apologize to one of our listeners. He says, I drive for Amazon, and everyone in the neighborhood just heard that. Thanks a lot. LOL.
Oh, sorry about
that. Nice. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah. And now we can blame Amazon. Jeff Bezos. Look what he's done.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Yeah, that's not intentional at all. That is the worst turtle. I mean, he definitely just sounds
like he's like getting a little later in his life.
Yeah.
And just doing what he can.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it almost sounds like he's just not. He's also maybe, is he seeing himself in the mirror as he's doing it? And he's just like, ugh.
Is that the one where he's having fun with the croc shoe?
I think I could see why he would be upset about doing the crop.
I think that's the squeaky sound is.
Yeah. Okay. maybe we should change the subject. What do you say, huh?
Yes, sir. Right.
Okay, fine. How about this? A woman's deceased husband just helped her win over $700,000. How so? Oh, I'm going to tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's an Australian woman who won a lottery jackpot of more than $700,000 after using her late husband's set of numbers every week for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I wonder how long ago he passed away.
That makes it sound like he's been gone for at least 20 years.
You think he's been gone for 20 years and she just continued to play those numbers?
Wow. Yeah. And how about this? She said she was initially confused when the clerk at the local store said, sorry, we can't pay your winnings from the lotto drawing. She's like, what do you mean you can't pay me? And he's like, well, because you won $737,000. That's why we can't pay you.
So she knew that she won, but was probably thinking, oh, I got like $15 or $20 or something like that. Like, yeah, we don't have that kind of money.
She said, I've been playing these same numbers for donkey's years. I reckon 20-odd years I played them every week.
Is that a saying in Australia? Like, for many years, you say donkeys?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I hope it's not a typo.
Yeah.
Is that a saying? Yeah.
It is?
Yep. Wow. Can we bring it here?
All right. So for
donkeys. What does it mean?
The expression punningly alludes to the considerable length of an animal's ears. So because the ears are long?
Oh, for donkey's years, donkey's ears? Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, Australia, aren't you so quaint? Yeah. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. She said, my late husband chose these numbers all those years ago.
Donkey's years ago.
Yeah. She said, I don't know why he chose these numbers, but, well, we've been playing them ever since, looking down on us from heaven very happy.
That's really cool.
Well, that's kind of a nice way she sort of, like, kept him in her heart. She just kept playing those numbers. And, you know, I mean, after 20 years, you're probably thinking, well, I'm just doing this because I love you, you little rascal. This never gets anything. And then finally he's like, all right, you know what, 20 years, here's $700,000.
Yeah, I don't know how many times she plays in, like, a month, but even if it's, like, once a month, you have once a month where you just have this, like, fond memory of your significant other, and then you win, and now it's, like, $700,000. That's a nice, you know, how sometimes people are like, oh, I feel like that's, like, a sign from that person.
Yeah.
That's a great sign. That means they really liked you.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, here's $700,000.
Oh. Well, hopefully she has fun.
I think she's going to have a miserable time with that $700,000.
Well, you know, I mean, look, man, if everybody finds out she's got it, it could be.
Well, yeah, I would keep it quiet from all your friends.
That's what you
got
to do.
Apparently, she has plans to put in new fences at her house.
Oh.
She's like, I've lived there for 46 years and I've always wanted new fences, so I'm going to get those done.
Fence goals.
Is it expensive in Australia? Is that why?
I don't know. I don't know how big her property is.
See, we take for granted a lot of things, man. You know, for 46 years, she's been sitting there going, I just want a new fence, but I don't think I can make it happen.
Wouldn't it be funny if that's like the one thing she used to nag her husband about and he would never do it? She's like, you know what? You help me with the money. I'm going to finally end this.
Yeah.
Time to get that fence put in.
I'll show you. You want a fence? Finally, just to shut you up. Here you go. Yeah, what if she said that every time she played the ticket? I want that new fence. We got to win. You and your stupid numbers.
I don't want to have that problem. I want to win the lottery so bad, man. So bad. Like $4 was not enough.
Oh, it wasn't enough?
No. Give you a taste.
Yeah.
It did.
Hell, but you did win the lottery, so.
I know, but yeah. I want that feeling when I do the scan on the ticket and it says winner and it's at least more than
$4.
$5. Okay. Yeah, see, you gotta set your goals higher than just at least more than $4.
Mm.
Anthony Robbins, you know, Tony Robbins says, man, you gotta really ask for what you want specifically. Be direct.
All right, $5 million.
Okay, there you go.
I wanna win $5 million.
You wanna win $5 million?
Yes.
Which I think is fascinating.
No, ten. I changed my mind.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna say. Now you say it was like, well,
200 million. No, stop at that.
All right. So $200 million is fine?
Yes.
Okay. This is good.
Yes.
All right, so now you're...
What if I start playing that husband's numbers, and I win with his numbers, too?
Oh, did they publish the numbers on there?
Well, they got the winning numbers, so there's got to be his numbers.
See, the thing is what if everybody starts thinking like you, then you're going to have to share the money if it comes in.
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough problem. I have to now share $200 million with somebody?
It is a tough problem. Unless you're only... You know, what would be great is if you did... It was a $200 million jackpot. You thought you won, but because everybody else played those numbers, you did get... $5.
Yeah.
Your original wish.
Like, I won the $200 million jackpot, but I had to share it with a ton of people.
Sounds like a great, like, Twilight Zone or Black Mirror episode.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should do it.
That is a kick in the ding-ding, I tell you.
Kick right in the ding-ding.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a winner.
Because that's like a... You know you won, but now you have to like go bring it to the person, and then you find out. So like for a brief period of time, you think you won $200 million, right?
Oh, really? Is that what? Because it just says you're a winner?
Well, yeah, it won't say you're a winner with 20 other people. It's just going to say you won.
Like, oh, won, right, yes.
I'm sure I'm not the only person that won $4 on that lottery thing.
Oh, I think you were.
You know what I mean?
A special winner.
So like you'll have like a... Oh, man, I wonder if that's ever happened. I doubt it, because I don't think there's ever been a situation where, like, multiple people won $200 million where you really didn't get much money out of it. But, like, imagine, like, you win all that money, you're freaking out, so you quit your job, you tell people to F off, everything's great, then you go to cash in, you're like, oh, sorry, sir, there's 200 other people that won this as well.
Yeah. I think that sucks, by the way. I think that, you know, the way the lottery works, I think you should pay everybody the same amount of money. You know, that's what I think they should do. Like, if you were lucky enough to pick the winning numbers and more people did it, it's still hard to do. Everybody should get that price that they're offering.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
I'm okay with that if I ever win and there's multiple people.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
agree with you on that.
I don't like the fact you got to split it up. It's like, what are the chances that you pick those right numbers and then it turns out some other person? Oh, come on.
Yeah, but what, at most is going to be like three or four other people. It's not like ever it's going to be like 2,000 people pick the winning numbers.
Well, when they pick this guy's numbers, it will be.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and then you're going to be like, damn it.
One text says, $4 is twice as much as I've ever won. Stop your moaning, Steve. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Did somebody just basically tell you that you've got a better life because they won $2 and you won $4?
Well, they're not wrong.
Yeah, they are. I mean, really?
I mean, technically.
I mean, technically, if that's really where they go, whatever, Steve, I wish I could have your life.
So I said, Steve, I hope you win the lottery and you win $69 million.
Yeah!
Oh. That would be...
I would
get a giant $69 tattooed on my back.
I think I'd be done. I think I'm like, I'm ready to go to Mars. I'd be like, if that really happened, I'm like, I'm going to Mars. This world's not for me.
We won't be happy for your friend Steve?
No.
I would be, Steve.
Rev, I'm going to hook you up with some money then. That's what
I'm... Oh, is that the deal? Yeah, that's why you think he's being happy for you. You think he really cares about you?
I don't care.
I'm happy to get hooked up.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, good. You know, I have a good time, you guys.
I will.
Got a new survey says that more than 2/3 of people say they've had at least one great idea during the pandemic, and that the average person has had 4 light bulb realizations about their lives. I mean, Steve, you, pandemic or not, you always have good ideas that never get acted upon.
Because I'm too lazy to do them. I'll think them up, but I don't want to actually put in the effort.
Well, how about this? More than half the people who've had this great idea actually have started working on making it happen. I see a lot of this on Facebook.
Okay.
Where I've seen people all of a sudden just launch into these new ventures because, you know, obviously they got time on their hands.
I just watched a video and it's like one of those, like, it kind of tugs on the emotional side of you, because it's like a video of this guy, his wife or girlfriend, I think it's his wife, is blindfolded. They're outside of a house and he's got like a bunch of like oak tag, like those big pieces of cardboard paper, and he wrote out what he was doing, and he basically was saying that she wanted to have this house because it was her family's house, but because of some hardships and stuff, her parents sold the house. They weren't able to buy it at the time, but he bought her the house and he was about to surprise her with the house. And as the story went on, he says, right when the pandemic hit, I lost my job, times were tough, so I decided to change what I was doing in my life and came up with a new way to live life, or a new venture monetarily. And apparently it's going great for him, to the point where he's able to buy the house.
Wow.
Right. So, I mean, the main part of the story is that he bought his wife's childhood home, which is a real feel-good thing. But the one part I thought that was cool was he lost his job, and because of the pandemic, he lost his job, but it forced him to come up with something else to do in his life, and it turned out to be a very successful venture, whatever it is.
Dang, and you know what? I remember Kyle Cease put out this video, like a little mini movie he made about people that have done just that. This was before the pandemic when I saw this video. And it was like people who were doing one thing, they were miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they decided to pull the trigger and go, I'm done. Now, the COVID has made people pull the trigger whether they want to or not.
Someone might have pulled it for them. Yeah.
Yeah, and yet what happens is they end up getting into something that's even better, but they never would have done it because they thought, nah, I'll stay where I'm at. I can't do anything better.
Yeah, I'm watching that video. I'm just like, I goosebumps. So silly. Like, I'm just there. I'm like, I can't believe, like, this is affecting me so, like, emotionally. But I was so happy for the guy. And I was happy for her. I'm like, yeah, they got the family house again.
Oh, see, look at you being happy for everybody. And you didn't get your $69
million. I didn't. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're happy. Wouldn't it have been funny if she, like, looked at him and goes, I want a new house. What the hell is this?
Yeah, some of these people are starting new businesses in this article. Some are writing a novel. Yeah, I know people that are like writing novels and doing whatever they do.
Well,
you know. Everybody's like, I'm writing a novel. Okay, go ahead.
Time to write the great American novel.
Yeah. But some people are growing an at-home produce garden.
Okay.
I've never been that guy.
Groceries ain't cheap right now. So.
Yeah. I'm not that guy, but I know people really do enjoy work in the land.
See, those are things I think, oh, that'd be fun, until I start doing it and I realize it takes time, effort, patience,
mm-hmm.
and skill. And I don't have any of those. So it's like oh, I'm going to grow my own cucumbers. And then you try and nothing happens, or like you grow one and you're like, I just spent all this time waiting for this one cucumber to grow. I could have just went to the grocery store and dropped the $1.50.
Right. Oh, that's yep. how I am. I am completely like that. I remember Bob Rivers was, he loved to garden. He loved to beekeep. He's now doing the honey. I should say the maple syrup in Vermont. And he and I are friends. And I look at him and I go, I don't know why we're friends, because we have absolutely nothing in common. Everything you love in life, I would probably jump off a cliff if you said I had to do this for any given amount of time.
But it is cool to think, like, if you have a big enough garden and you've put enough time into it, all of a sudden all of your vegetables are at your disposal, and that's and knowing that you grew them, that I don't know why, but it would taste better.
Yeah, for me, no, I would be like I cannot believe how much misery I've gone through to have this salad that I didn't want in the first place, because I'd rather have chicken nuggets. Now if I can grow chicken nuggets,
if I can grow chicken nuggets, man.
Well, did you hear there's like somebody, was it Singapore? It's somebody's doing fake chicken.
Yeah.
Or like cloning chicken or whatever the hell they're doing.
We talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, lab-based chicken.
I like fake chicken.
No, it's not. Well, did we talk about that? Because I know we talked about like plant-based chicken. This is like cloning chickens.
Right, right. I remember that we did
talk
about
that. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
Well, I just saw an article again today where I guess it's official they've done it.
I mean, you could also just, you know, have your own chickens.
Oh, I look, that's Taryn's thing. You know, that's and I love Taryn. I mean, Taryn is such an awesome person. But sometimes I look at her and I go, what are you doing with the chickens?
She's got sweet goats, too, man.
Gets
yeah,
eggs.
Chickens are
eggs.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I can get those at the store.
You can make your own chicken nuggets.
I've got
eventually.
On a Starbucks, yeah. And they even make egg bites. They're all done. I don't have to raise a chicken. I can chase it around.
Well, all I know is I just Googled it to find out if I could. I want to know if I could grow watermelons here in Washington State. And it says that I can.
Nice.
There you go, man.
Okay, you're not going to do that.
That'd be so great. I had a new backyard if I could just have a little like a little watermelon farm.
All right. I have got the top five reasons why people who have these great ideas don't do them.
Okay.
The top five excuses. You've already given us number two, Steve.
Lazy.
That's number two.
That's the spirit.
So congratulations on your watermelon farm there, Gallagher. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Why not? I got the seeds.
Why not? Because you're lazy.
All right. I mean, you're right.
And now, not sure where to begin, Steve. You, it's not that you're not sure where to begin. It's just you're confused that you think you know where to begin. But then when I hear you absolutely flush out your ideas, I'm going, he has no idea what to do.
Well, get a watermelon, spit out the seeds, put them in the dirt, and hope for the best.
I mean, that's what they did back in the day, so you're just doing it retro.
I'm vintage, man. Rev is
subtly trolling you because he just wants to see you do this.
I'm encouraging him. I think it'd be great to see his melons.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
All the melons.
Now, he's got extraordinarily large pits. I don't need to see those.
Plus, it would be cool if people come over and they look outside and there's just like a bunch of watermelons growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would, I would be like, what is going on, Silence of the Lambs? What are you doing out here?
Why is that creepy?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Because you're growing watermelons?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people do tomatoes.
The most delicious fruit of all time?
I mean, watermelons of all things. Like, people usually start with the tomatoes, the carrots, maybe the lettuce. Here you start with watermelons.
Yeah.
The most useless of all things.
What?
But how much are you really getting from a watermelon? Like, what kind of nutritional value are you getting? I don't think you're getting a lot.
Deliciousness.
I'm eating watermelon. That, I don't care about
okay.
that.
Okay. I don't care about if you just eat.
It's a fruit. Okay. Enjoy it.
Okay. You know what? The number one thing here is you're not sure where to begin. Number two is too lazy. The reasons why people don't start a watermelon patch in their backyard.
Someone says in order to grow watermelon, you have to maintain a soil temperature of 72 degrees. Good luck doing that outdoors in Washington.
Well, I believe in you, Steve.
You can get one of those little greenhouse tent thingies.
Yeah.
He's not going to do it.
It's like a flashlight. Just point it at
Steve has a maximum temperature, and it's not going
to
exceed it.
Oh, crap. Someone says you need to have a greenhouse to grow watermelons.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Cisco. Clearly, I'm not going to be able to pull this off.
Can you do pumpkins for me?
Someone said they'd help me grow watermelons in my backyard.
Oh, nice.
Okay. You know what? I really will pay. I will pay for that person just to be in your life for the rest of your life, watermelon guy.
Someone said I tried growing watermelons these last few years. It didn't work out well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board. What about grapes? They're like little mini watermelons.
You're not going to have the patience. You know who does that? Maynard from Tool. And there's no way you're on his level because he's got patience for that.
I listened to Tool yesterday. I'm totally on his level.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
No, it takes a whole mindset. I mean,
if you're trying to grow for wine, yeah. My parents had grapes, and they like would do the bare minimum with the grapes. They just let them grow, and they grow long.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's fairly easy.
All right, well, you got Vicky on your side now. Rev will help you with the watermelons and Vicky with the grapes.
One person says, we grow our own tomatoes, onions, and asparagus this year. 400 pounds of tomatoes, 80 onions, and the asparagus is just getting started. Next year, there's going to be a bunch.
Nice!
That's awesome.
Yeah, again, that's Steve.
Someone said, I grew a watermelon in a greenhouse this year. It grew to the size of a volleyball.
Aww. That's cool.
Yeah, I went and I got a watermelon double that size at QFC.
No, congratulations.
So it's it was really easy.
So I've been growing Asian pears for 10 years. So far, I've eaten one. Stupid birds and raccoons.
Now, damn those raccoons, man.
Oh, here we go. We forgot about them.
No, raccoons don't like...
Raccoons?
Raccoons.
What the hell, Danny?
What the hell just happened? Yeah.
What is with this raccoons. Mexico accent of yours? I have never heard such an accent. Raccoons first. And what was the other one yesterday?
With a windmill?
Oh, yeah.
Windmill.
Yeah.
My brain stopped working. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I saw a raccoon by
raccoons
a windmill.
Don't like watermelon.
And first thing I thought of, honestly, it's that Dion's pizza. I mean, it wrecks your brain. Don't you ever have Dion's pizza.
It clearly messes with your mouth.
Yeah. Raccoon. Was there anything about the raccoon you wanted to tell us?
They don't like watermelon.
Oh,
was that all?
How do you know that? Seriously,
because I tried to feed the ones in my backyard watermelon, and they hated it.
Did you call them raccoons, and they were insulted?
Yeah, very insulted.
Someone says that I'm Italian.
Why are you feeding the raccoons? You trying to be like that old guy from Canada?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Well, but Joe and I were drunk, so we gave him cherries, and then we were like, these are too expensive, so we tried to go with the watermelon, and they didn't like it.
You can't hang out with Danny anymore, okay? I might show no. I mean, every time Danny speaks, he weakens the nation. We just can't do it.
Can't really disagree.
No. All right. Yesterday, Steve, the watermelon whisperer, got this one right. Wrong.
A peregrine is a type of what species of bird?
A parrot?
No.
Cockatoo?
No.
Bird.
No.
Bird.
Thank you, Magic the Gathering. Not only did you take a lot of my money by buying all of your cards, but you taught me that it's a falcon, because that was one of the magic cards.
Yeah.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Some people, a lot of times, have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.